This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Three gun control proposals in the Colorado legislature could soon become state law. One measure would require Coloradans to get training and a permit to buy, sell, or make a wide range of guns that use detachable magazines. The others would raise the minimum age for buying ammunition and tighten regulations for gun shows. Senate President James Coleman says passing the bills doesn't mean the legislature's work is done.
Yes and no. Yes, and that is through the legislative process. No. And that what we really care about is implementation.
Even if they become law, they're likely to face challenges in court. An El Paso County School Board will vote whether to recognize students by their sex assigned at birth. The resolution before School District 49 board members directs schools to recognize only two sexes. It requires restrooms and locker rooms separate male and female students. It says all legal steps should be taken to prevent males from competing as females in sports. If passed, the measure could conflict with state law. A bill passed in 2021 prohibits discrimination based on gender expression and identity. New tariffs on Canadian products will affect prices for Colorado businesses and consumers, according to Sylvie Fabi, Canada's Council General for the Mountain West region. Colorado imports more than $5 billion worth of products from Canada. Crude oil, wood, and wood products top that list. Fabi says the U.S. and Canada have had disagreements before, but this is different.
We're wondering what led to this, and we can't really find an answer to that question.
Canada has announced retaliatory tariffs on some U.S. goods. It's mostly sunny across Colorado. Along the Front Range, it's highs in the 70s. In Denver, 77. Colorado Springs, 73 this afternoon and about the same tomorrow. Mountain highs in the 60s. This is CPR News and KRCC.